This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have been begging the United Nations to do something. I think we all have been. I think the country, the world has been in shock as we get reports and pictures of what happened October 7th when Hamas came into Israel, abducted hundreds of individuals, not only Israelis, but people with dual citizenships or other citizenships, and the stories of the rape. One reportedly put a grenade in a woman's vagina. One woman was shot in the head while she was being raped by a Hamas militant. Families were forced to watch the rapes before they were murdered. The beheading of babies. When you hear of all the atrocities and the disgusting things that Hamas did, and that they still have hostages, it should be, the world should be all hands on deck. The discussion has gotten hijacked by now there's a war between Israel and Palestinians, and we need to protect innocent Palestinians, and we all want innocent people protected. But we are 4 months in, and if the barbarism that happened in October 7th did not miraculously stop October 8th, we need to assume that the barbarism is continuing, that the killing, the rape, the torture, the inhumane acts are happening today, still. Now, you would think the UN and any world leader would be like, get these hostages out. Get them out now. We'll go in. UN has a peacekeeping force, tens of thousands of individuals. We're going to go in. You're going to give us the hostages, or you're going to feel the pain. And unfortunately, that's not what the conversation is. The conversation is anti-Israel. You keep hearing anti-Israel, anti-Semitic rhetoric. Well, this is not anti-Palestine, anti-Israel. The topic, the core topic, the core subject is Hamas came in, grabbed individuals, killed, murdered, attacked, beheaded on Israel soil, brought them back to where to their territory, and there's no justification for it. It's inhumane, and we as a world want to stop any sort of terrorism or inhumane acts. And the reason why we have the United Nations is so nothing like the Holocaust, nothing like that happens again. Now, when people found out what Hitler was doing, did they say, all right, well, look, you know, we need to kind of come up, broker a peace agreement, or you free the concentration camps? They're killing gypsies, Jews, Catholics, homosexuals, and people of the LGBTQ, AI plus community. Stop Hitler now. And Gaza. Gaza is known to have no sensitivity or acknowledgement of LGBTQ AI plus rights. In fact, people get jailed, if not worse. And so I think this is a no-brainer. And when you see some of the horrific stories and the pictures, you see two kids' bikes with blood splattered all behind them on the wall. They are murderers, Hamas. We have Palestinians who have been put in harm's way. Hamas is using them as shields. We want to make sure no Palestinians get hurt from the Israeli-Gaza or Israeli-Hamas conflict. But the subject at hand is we have hostages still there. And any country, especially some of these are Thai, French, all countries should be down there trying to get the hostages back. I'm not saying we all have to descend into World War III on Hamas, but Israel is trying to get these hostages back. And it is just anti-Semitism, anti-rhetoric, and I don't understand the thought process. It's because somebody hijacked the topic to make it sound like, oh, Israel is the oppressor. There is nobody doing to the Palestinians what Hamas did to Israelis on October 7th that could be continuing to do. And we could have every discussion in the world of peace in the Middle East after we get those hostages back. If Israel can't get those hostages back, America needs to help. France needs to help. Saudi Arabia needs to help. It's in the Arab countries' best interest to get those hostages out. If the argument is Hamas, poor Hamas, they are being bullied, you're not making a good argument for yourself with all this evidence of horrific, disgusting pelvis fractures and kids being raped evidence. You're not going to get public sympathy. But apparently the whole narrative has been hijacked. And when you see these reports and you see these pictures and you hear, I have a friend of mine whose niece was one of the ones who was burned alive. This is real. And the hostages are still there. And so I don't want to see any resolution being discussed other than we're getting the hostages back. We're going to go in there. You either take on all of us, but you are not going to hold innocent individuals, including babies. There's no way the UN is going to honor that. And America actually voted against a ceasefire, an Israeli-Gaza ceasefire, because of this. And I don't understand why there aren't more countries speaking out. Nobody wants war. Trust me, Israel doesn't want war. And it's frightening. And it's barbaric what's happening, and our hostages should be home. And this, it's, I can't talk without crying. 1-877, Dr. Sally.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is a very interesting email. I'll kind of curtail it. He writes, Dr. Dahlia, thank you for your show. He was listening to the segment we were talking about with divorces. And he says, here's my situation. He says, I think my wife is a lesbian. She has a very close friend who she has to be with, quote, all the time. I have two young children with her, so don't want to divorce her if she's cheating, because then I won't have access to the kids and don't particularly want my wife's girlfriend being their parent. What do you suggest I do? Now, that's, it starts to bring up, you know, like friends. You know, friends made it look like it all worked out. Yeah, you know, and it can all work out. But there's a lot going on here. Right, so he has two young children, and his wife has a friend who seems to be very involved in the wife's life. Okay, doesn't necessarily mean she's sleeping with that friend, but cheating can involve a whole variety of definitions. See, to me and my husband, I think every couple needs to define what's cheating. For me and my husband, now, I don't care if the guys go to a strip club. I don't care if they look at some nudie magazines. I don't care about that. But if you actually sleep with somebody, you're cheating. Now, if you're having a very emotional, platonic relationship with somebody that you have to talk to all the time, we are going to probably have some discussions on, is this the person you want to be with instead of me? Yeah, and I, you know, having been cheated on by previous boyfriends, and my husband has never cheated on me, you know, I know the signs, and I also don't want to force somebody to be with me who doesn't want to be with me. But you do have couples that struggle when somebody has a best friend, and that best friend does not necessarily align with the other spouse's interests. So I've had friends, a lot of my friends are guys, where they are concerned that their wife's girlfriend is always talking bad about them, putting ideas in her head. Like, oh, well, he's probably doing that because he's cheating. Or, yeah, you should dump him. To me, cheating can also be when there is an outside influence that can be hurting your family unity. Now, maybe we don't call it cheating, but that could have negative effects on the marriage. In-laws. Having in-laws always harping in your spouse's ear the bad things you're doing, or why you're not adequate, or why they could have done better, or whatever. You know, that can hurt the marriage. And so whenever you do have these outside forces, even if it involves somebody flirting with your spouse at work, spouse like, I don't want this person, but yeah, I think she's got a crush on me. How you handle any of that is both of you have to have a conversation and say, look, you know, my goal is you and me forever. I want to build something with you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. But I also don't want us panicking if these outside forces, every time your mother says something, or you know, this person at work, you know, what do we need to do to reassure ourselves that it's you and me and what we have is complete and going to be as successful a partnership as we can? You have to have that conversation. Thinking that the wife is having extramarital affairs, it's going to come up. Trying to stay quiet because you're afraid of a divorce, it's going to come up. So I know a lot of individuals, especially men, get sidelined when it comes to family court. And so it's very tricky because, you know, is it better to be there with your kids till they are 18? And you can have, you know, as much control as your 50% allows, you know, versus them leaving your house and, you know, having another person as their potential parent. Now, which is why when we talked about divorce, I think there's many more couples out there that are unhappy, that want to be apart, but they are so afraid of what's going to happen in the divorce and losing the kids that they go, I'm going to stick it out. But this email also reminds me of one email I had years ago from somebody who said, can an open relationship work? They didn't want to get divorced either. So I don't know many couples that did that open relationship. I've known a few of them, and they all ended up divorcing. I don't think very healthy. They may justify it saying, look, you are who I want to be with. You are who I want to raise kids with, etc. I'm just doing this fling on the side, just getting it out. And because eventually there's a connection. with one of their flings. And it can take away. And they may think, you know what? This is the person who I'd rather go on vacation with, not my spouse. This is what, you know, and eventually it does become incompatible. So this close friend that the wife allegedly has, you know, who has to be there all the time. Well, I don't know if we've actually talked about what do you do if your husband or wife or spouse has a friend that you just don't like. You just can't stand. And you don't want them always over. What do you do? Again, you have to have a conversation. What is it that you don't like about them? And you have a right in your home, you know, just like with in-laws, you have a right to have your home, your private space. And you don't want an enemy or somebody that could be conniving, you know, under your walls and your doors, you know, within your walls. So I think you do have a right. But if you think that it's going to push them away and push them to somebody else, they were already going to do that. So what you need to do is get, again, a marriage counselor. You need that arbitrator. You need somebody who understands marriages and understands couples. And I understand there might not be, you know, there's varying degrees of how good some counselors can be. But I think that might be where you need to go. And when people broach the subject, if I bring up marriage counseling, immediately the other spouse thinks I want a divorce. No. I think we all need tune-ups. Now, and if you and your spouse can't talk, or you feel like it's not going anywhere, obviously you two try talking first, but if not, you definitely want to get marriage counseling and say, look, I love you and I just want to make sure we're doing everything right. I want to make sure I'm not making mistakes, you're not making mistakes, let's go to a counselor. But if they don't want to work on the marriage, if they don't want to, you think they're already emotionally checking out, you know, then there's not much you're going to be able to do. And it's a shame because I hate to see kids lose their parents as a unit. And I know kids are very frustrated. You know, people will argue that the kids don't want to be in an unhappy house. They're right about that. They shouldn't see mom and dad arguing. I think you could still have very successful homes and upbringing of kids of divorced parents. But if a loving home is an option with both parents, I think that is ideal. And children, it affects them even as grown-ups. Different houses for Christmas, different houses for Thanksgiving. Because not only do they have now two parents, they also have the wife's or the other spouse's parents and families. So it could be pretty stressful. But, you know, if you do fear that you will lose your kids in a divorce, you know, do your research and understand what you need to do to allow there to be equal access to the kids or shared custody. And it's not easy. You know, and I'm sorry you're going through that. And again, you might be just overthinking it. It could just be your wife has a friend. But marriages are never perfect. My husband doesn't love every one of my friends. I don't love every one of his friends. Most of his friends are really, really cool. Do I like all of them? The ones that ask me for narcotics? No. The ones that want to use me to give them prescriptions, no, I don't like. But they're not wrecking the marriage, so I'm fine. They can hang out with them as much as they like, just I say no. And you know, I have a lot of friends, a lot of guy friends, and my husband's okay with it as long as he knows that all we are friends. We make it work. But, you know, I think whenever you two can't talk together, you got to get a counselor. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. The former FBI informant charged with lying about the Bidens' dealings in Ukraine told investigators after his arrest that he got his info from high-level intelligence officers and Russian spies. Alexander Smirnov claims that he has extensive contacts with foreign intelligence officials. Regardless of the outcome in South Carolina, Nikki Haley said she is not leaving the GOP presidential race. Haley pledged to remain in the 2024 race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state of South Carolina. President Joe Biden planning to provide student debt relief. Emails go out today to those in the SAVE program, forgiving their student loan debt to the tune of about $1.2 billion. Corey Myers, USA News.
February is Heart Month. And every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. While we have Brad checking our phone calls, I know some of you want to ask questions. There was a very interesting study coming out of Stanford looking at men and women and the differences in their brains. And I remember in medical school, they were saying men are wired differently. Women are wired differently. And seeing the differences between my mom and dad, me and my brothers, I think we all could have different wiring. I think each one of us can be wired differently. But it was very interesting from the Stanford study looking at key differences in the, quote, default mode network, which is a brain system that helps us process the idea of self, our striatum, our limbic network, involved in how we learn, how we respond to rewards. And they said the study helps resolve a long-term controversy over where there are actual sex differences in the brain. Now, previous studies pointed to how men and women think, where women may have stronger memory and language skills, men may be funnier and have better direction skills. They said it was already known that men's brains were around a tenth bigger at 1.37 kilograms compared to 1.27 kilograms for women on average. But researchers said just because a man's brain weight and size may be a little different, it does not align with intelligence. They pointed to sperm whales, where their brains weigh nearly 8 kilograms but are not known for being super, super smart. So they found that female comedians doing stand-up, even though that's rocketed, you know, is still fewer than men. Men may be funnier. I don't know about that, you know, because I've listened to men and some of their jokes. I think women can be funny too. But I do, on the whole. I was very rare to be class clown as a girl. Most of the class clowns were always boys. Boys would always make me laugh. And is it because in society girls aren't supposed to be giggling? Is it because we don't want to pee on ourselves? Or I don't know what it is. I just don't want to think it's because their brains are funnier. I think it's risk-taking. To be funny, right, if we're going to look at humor, okay, to be funny, you got to put something out there. You have to take a risk. You have to say something or blurt something out and have timing. And maybe the reason why these studies are showing men to be funnier is because they may be more risk takers. A female may be, oh yeah, I got to be careful what I say because my kids, I don't want the kids to hear that. I don't want to gain the attention of other men. You know, my spouse might not want me to be the center of attention. I was always very fortunate. My husband has no problem me walking into the room and being the life of the party. He doesn't have a problem with that. And so I'm unbridled. Now, if he says, I need you to tone it down, this is a business meeting, we're in church, I know what to do. Although I do make jokes, you know, in temple and church, I will kind of make some jokes if, you know, there's, you know, but for the most part, I don't see a lot of women. I think some women are funny. Sarah Silverman. I mean, there's a lot of comedians out there. I think Friends, everybody on Friends was equally funny. They all made me laugh. But in 2019, psychologists at the Aberystwyth University and the University of North Carolina reviewed 24 studies which measured participants' humor. And they found they had volunteers shown cartoons and then asked to write a funny caption. Judges then ranked the responses on funniness out of 5. And the results were published in the Journal of Research and Personality, found that men were rated 63% above the average humor ability of women, where the researchers said is a small to medium difference. It doesn't mean that every man is funnier, but they did score better than women on that. What about rational? Who's more rational? Women have been historically labeled as less rational. But they say men, science suggests, are less logical as they are. So science, there's a typo in this. They say men may be less logical as they are more likely to make extreme decisions. Researchers in Australia looked at 97 studies involving more than 50,000 people. All were offered a hypothetical sum of money and asked how much they wanted immediately and how much they would take later with interest, as well as what sum they wanted to invest in a risky lottery and how much they would give to charity. They were also asked how much they would give to another person who would then triple the sum and have the option of returning the cash. Men were more likely to make extreme choices than women, according to the results published in PNAS in 2021. They were more likely to invest more money in the risky lottery, donate none of the money to charity, and either share either none or more than 60% of the cash with the person who could triple the sum. So they found that men were more likely to be on the extreme ends of the behavioral spectrum. Evolutionarily, maybe it's because they had to take risks to, you know, jump on that buffalo. To try to, they had to maybe have a narcissism or a grandeur to think that they could catch that fish with their bare hands. So who knows? You know, maybe evolutionarily there was this sort of pattern, you know, whereas, you know, those who were the more maternal parent had to make sure they didn't sacrifice the home, sacrifice food, looked at longevity, survival, whereas the other partner had to take the risks to go out there and grab the food. And so I think we complement each other. I think men and women do, if these studies are true. What about directions? Okay. They say navigating is a skill that has been reportedly better than women, although I don't believe so. I always argue with my husband going, no, we came this way, we came this way. And so a team from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, which was published last month, looked at spatial navigation abilities and distance traveled from home among humans and 20 other species. If evolution was at play, the sex that traveled further from home would have better navigational skills. But the results published in Royal Society Open Science suggest that in all species, including humans, males were better at navigating than females, even though some females traveled further from home. Reported by Daily Mail, this led the team to conclude that the finding is instead down to boys being encouraged to play outside more than girls, making them better at mapping their surroundings. But other studies said, no, it's pretty equal between men and women. So I don't think the jury is out on who is better with navigational skills. Now, what about memory? Okay. When the NFL had a female ref, and I said, hey, this is cool, there's a female ref in the NFL. And people on my social media said, yeah, but the problem is, is she penalizes you for things you did 2 years ago. Okay, women will remember things. I'll give them that, but so can men. Scientists at the North American Menopause Society recruited 212 people aged 45 to 55 to assess her episodic memory, the ability to recall everyday events, executive function, and they found that women scored better in men than every test when it came to focusing and remembering tasks, skills needed to plan. But the difference was reduced once a woman went through menopause. This change caused a drop of the hormone estradiol, which is thought to be important for connections in the memory. I have to agree, once I hit menopause, I am not as shrewd as I once was. That's crazy. Languages. Data from the British Council in 2020 revealed that girls were twice as more likely than boys to achieve a pass on their GSCE language exams. And there might be advantage of women's brains when it comes to learning languages. Then they looked at emotions and all sorts of stuff. It's a fascinating study. Look it up. But, you know, these changes, I don't like stereotypes, but I do find it fascinating when science does look at some things on who does what better. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so as you guys know, I'm in Vegas. I actually live in Vegas. I moved here in the 80s, and my father was a gambler, and he just loved Vegas, and so Las Vegas. It's called Nevada. I know people try to move into our beautiful state, calling it Nevada, trying to make it sound like we're Nevada. Nevada. You don't have to Nevada. You don't have to Nevada. Nevada. Don't have to be trying to get extra stock worth on it. Just, yeah. And I love living in the Southwest. I wish there was more snow. That's why I went snowmobiling. I try to hit the snow as much as I can. I try to hit the coast. And I really think that, you know, living out here has been a whirlwind of excitement, especially because it's a tourism capital. And we are also becoming a sports capital with our Golden Knights, with our Raiders, the Aces, the Oakland A's are coming. We had F1. And so living here and being a part of this community, I'm ecstatic. But whenever something happens in Las Vegas, it doesn't stay in Las Vegas. It hits the news, and it hits the news hard. And so bed bugs have come back in the news, and they're saying that we have an outbreak in Las Vegas. Now, remember I gave you guys the Orkin list? I don't even think Las Vegas was on the list of the highest number of cities that have bed bugs. But everybody wants to bag on Vegas because they hate us because they ain't us, right? Stealing that from the movie The Interview. So what we're being told is that there were reports of individuals finding and getting bitten by bed bugs. And according to this report, four hotels, including the Venetian and Mirage, have had bed bug outbreaks over the last 5 months. Now, Paris had bed bugs, London. I mean, bed bugs can be anywhere. And I believe this was Who Gives Credit. I think it's the Orkin. Every year, Orkin does a top 50 bed bug cities list. And I think it was Chicago that topped it. Chicago was number one. New York, Philly, Cleveland, Los Angeles rounded out the top five. Then would come Detroit, Indianapolis, Baltimore, D.C., Columbus, Ohio. Then Champaign, Illinois, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Cincinnati, Charlotte, Denver. Rounding out the top 20, Atlanta, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Charleston, West Virginia, and Raleigh, Durham. I don't even see Las Vegas on the list of their top 50. And the Orkin does this yearly based on treatment data from metro areas where Orkin performed the most bedbug treatments. So somebody could say, well, if Orkin didn't perform the bedbug treatments, then they might not have the data. But I think that is still pretty significant when you hear that these other places have bedbugs. But looking at the Encore, Mirage, Venetian, Excalibur, these were hotels that we are being told have had bedbugs the past 5 months. Now, in these hotels' defense, okay, what has happened in the last 5 months, okay, in terms of people coming to Vegas from all over? Because most bedbugs are brought from outside in. Somebody's got to be bringing the bed bugs into the place. Cleaning, housekeeping, they do a fantastic job. They have to make sure they do a perfect job to knock out the bed bugs and their eggs and all that. But we had Super Bowl. We had playoffs. We had F1. And so it's been pretty crowded here. And I'm not saying that's an excuse to have bed bugs, but Las Vegas has been on the map and probably one of the number one destinations in the U.S. in the last few months. So not surprising. Unfortunately, there have been some guests saying that they had bugs. I'm looking at some pictures of bed bug bites, some pictures of the bed bugs. And, you know, even though the hotels were treated with insecticides and clothes were laundered and sheets were laundered, etc., there's even a bed bug sniffer dog, which found one live bug. Way to go with the canine crew. But, you know, the Nevada Resort Association said in a statement that the minute number of incidents reflects the comprehensive and proactive health and safety measures and pest control procedures Las Vegas resorts have in place to prevent and address issues. Unfortunately, these pests can be transported anywhere unwittingly in luggage and clothing. While incredibly rare, our members take swift action in accordance with health and safety requirements. So if we bring in close to 40 million people a year, I'm on the side of quit bringing your bed bugs to us. And being licensed in multiple states, I see people call in with their bed bugs from other states. So, yeah, if you get bed bugs that are hopping into your suitcase because your suitcase is on the ground, or you're taking your own pillows, or you could be bringing them in. So these bed bugs, you need to be very, very careful because they're disgusting. Bed bugs, females lay anywhere from 250 to 500 eggs in their lifetime, sometimes as often as 1 to 5 a day. The eggs hatch between 6 to 10 days, and then the little baby nymphs are hungry, and they want to eat as soon as they're born. They will become adult bed bugs within 7 weeks. So not only do you have mama bug wanting to eat, you got the little baby bugs. They live an average of 4 to 6 months. They can become dormant, though. They're called Cymex lecularis, if I'm pronouncing that right. And you don't feel the bed bug bite because they blow, they have like a suck blow mechanism where they give you a little anesthetic that works pretty quickly so you don't know they're on you while they feed. Which, by the way, can somebody please study this anesthetic that bed bugs have, that mosquitoes have, that ticks have, because that sucker works quickly. And we could use that maybe for pain control. I hope somebody's studying that anesthetic. But there's a local anesthetic. Then they sit there, they feed. They may look a little black, but by the time it feeds, they look a little brownish red. And then they'll hide in mattresses, box springs, bed frames, torn wallpaper, carpet, furniture, rugs, flooring, corners, cracks, crevices, picture frames. And sometimes you don't see the actual bed bugs. You might see their molting. You might see their poo-poo. I don't think I've ever seen a baby nymph little bed bug in person. I'm sure I'd be like, oh my God, so cute. Just do not pet the bed bug. Are they dangerous? You shouldn't die from bed bugs, but you, if it can incite an allergic reaction, you could get an infection. You could also get tetanus. So, you know, if you're going to be traveling anywhere, to any of those cities we talked about, anytime, you make sure your tetanus is up to date. Because getting bit by a bed bug, they could transmit tetanus. What do you do if you got bit? Well, one, make sure your tetanus is up to date. Two, clean it with soap and water. Consult your medical provider. Sometimes they might use a hydrocortisone cream, an antihistamine, anti-inflammatory. But you need to always inspect wherever you are, even if it's a friend's house. Inspect your home, hotel room. Look for bed bugs under mattresses, pillows, sheets, behind the headboard, where you're going to be sitting. Because you could be sitting, yeah, on, and you could be getting bed bugs. Keep all your clothes off the floor. Do not have your suitcases on the floor. There's these stands in hotel rooms for that reason, to keep them off the floor. Vacuum thoroughly around your beds, your mattresses, your legs of furniture, corners, crevices, rugs, upholstered furniture. Always wash your bedding and clothes you think might be exposed and wash them in hot water. I bring my own pillows and blanket when I travel just because I prefer my blankie and I just prefer my pillow because it's softer. I don't like those real thick pillows. And then, if it's your home or business, consider getting a pest professional to come in. But in terms of Vegas, still one of the best places to visit. Vegas is on it. People need to quit crapping on our city. And also, don't be bringing bed bugs into our city. Come on, man. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.